for tuning in to Rising CNY with me, Lakia Cahill. This is my introductory episode, and I'm so glad that you are tuning in. In this episode, I will go over a number of concepts of the podcast, ideas, topics, and why I decided to start the podcast, tell you a little bit about myself, and hopefully encourage you to continue to listen and join me along this journey as I begin to follow the development of Central New York. We have a strong value system here at Rising CNY, which is that it's power to the people first, and that people is you. No matter who you are, what your social economic background is, whatever your labels or your titles are, if you have them, if you don't, your status, none of it, all of it that matters, all that matters is that it's you. You are a human being. You are a citizen of this country and you are a citizen of this community. And because of that, you are the most important makeup of this region. And what I intend to do is bring some of our leaders or the people that we've either elected to be leaders or business leaders who are those who contribute to our communities and our economy, and that you hear from them and learn what it is that they are doing, because we are engaging systemically into everything about who they are and what they are and what they are doing. And I believe that the more we know about these folks, the more it helps us in understanding how to navigate this community in this area, but also receive inspiration and encouragement to maybe become developers ourselves, whatever that may be. Or if we already are entrepreneurs, then hearing from these entrepreneurs, you can gain and garner information from them that you might be able to take back for yourself to help you build whatever it is that you're building. If you're someone who is working in the workforce, I think it's important that you listen to this podcast, because you'll be hearing from, you know, decision makers and the people that are in charge of literally cultivating those opportunities for you. Another thing about this podcast that I hope to bring to the table and the concept of that is, as I stated, a trusted source of, not only a trusted source of information, but also a place for your voice where you can be heard. So I'll be looking for thoughts and ideas from you that you can share with me, that in topics that you can share with me that you would like to hear on this platform as well, because at Rising CNY, your voice matters. Another reason why I wanted to start this podcast, just like you, I saw that there is a lot of amazing development taking place, particularly starting this year. Two examples are, well, three actually, but one example is the Micron Technologies that everybody is talking about, where you have $100 billion of development and opportunities coming over the next 20 plus years. And what does that mean? And what does that look like? And what's happening with it? So I want to keep you informed with that. Also, the taking down of the historic I-81 and the controversy that was behind that and the decision to turn it into a community grid, and what's going on with it now. And so I want you to tune in here to be able to hear from people behind that, from the state to the local and to local leaders as well, and actually community members who will be impacted by this new change and transition, and some insight and background information like what happened, you know, all that good stuff. Also, what companies are either relocating or have been developing here or that lives here, right here in our region, that are contributing not only to our community, but the entire nation. We all know that technology is the lead industry, is the new industrial revolution. And so with that said, we being a hub of innovation and as a region, but also as a city of Syracuse, becoming one of the first smart cities in the state of New York, what does that mean for us? What does that look like? And how is that going to impact us? And what opportunities, again, the word opportunity, what opportunities are there for us to take advantage of as we too want to grow and want to develop and want to build in our lives, whether that's in your personal or your professional life? And so I know it sounds like there's a lot there, but I promise you that the episodes will be curated to take you on a journey. That's really important to me. And the journey is something, the journey and the process is something that I hope that I can contribute to my listeners as a mindset to take during this time. Whether you are a business leader, a decision maker, a government official, a constituent, someone from the workforce, whoever you are, as you listen, each and every individual, as I stated, I want them to have something to take away from that. A bit about me and my background. I moved to Syracuse 10 years ago, back in 2013, as a community organizer with a large social justice organization, Citizen Action of New York. I lasted with that organization for about 14 months. And I was left here on my own, just myself and my two children. I had no family and no friends. The coworkers that I had, a couple of them stayed, a friend of mine. But really, I was just left here to navigate this community on my own. And it was very, very difficult. It was hard, you know. And I hear from people who have lived here their whole lives how hard it is for them to navigate and understand what's happening in their own backyard. And I didn't like it. So I decided to stay because I saw that, one, there was an opportunity to become someone who can grow and as an individual and with my character, my own leadership, not only for myself and my family, but for my community who I had grown to love within those 14 months. And also, I believed in this region to be a place that spiritually, this is where God wanted me, because there was something amazing about to happen here. And even back then, you know, I have posts from my Facebook saying, like, this is the promised land. I couldn't understand why. And I would have like different visions of things that were going to unfold over time. And here we are, 10 years later, just moving in and breaking ground on this innovation that's happening here. During that process, I learned so much from a lot of decision makers and business leaders, as I had been extremely engaged in the process. One, just as a constituent; two, as a leader; and three, as an aspiring and emerging entrepreneur; and four, as someone who had been working in the workforce. So I built an impeccable network of people, from grassroots all the way to the top. And I want to bring those people to my platform so that you can meet them and hear from them as well. And that's the value. It's the relationships that I have garnered and gained over time, respectable relationships. When it comes to leadership development and just leadership in general, the things that I learned in that process, I want to bring that to the table as well, as we're all learning and growing individuals and human beings. And that's important. Here in this region, we have a lot of systemic talk. There's a lot of systemic talk. And I want to contribute to that talk in centering us to become more human-centered in our thought process, taking more of a human-centered approach. Why is this important, and why am I saying that? Well, it goes with my background. I am the owner and CEO of Lakia Tech LLC. I developed an app back in 2016 called Powerful Voices app. You can download it now on your phone. And it's a civic tech ecosystem that allows constituents to connect their lawmakers and their leaders. But most importantly, it's an organizing tool for constituents to connect with each other and have a voice on issues that they care about. In addition to that, I've worked in the construction field for the last 4 years with one of the largest construction management firms here in the region, Heber Brewer Construction. And during that time, I oversaw their MWBE work and partnered with our project managers there over the years in looking to develop ways to work with minority and women-owned enterprises during our projects, both on public and the private sector. And during that time, I've uncovered and learned some amazing and both difficult things in that process. But we've developed some solutions, and as we continue to work to try to work with community partners and stakeholders to develop solutions. It's an ongoing process. I will announce that I am leaving that company to step out on my own and work with Lakia Tech LLC full time and pick up that work as a consultant for MWBE in addition to some other services while remaining a partner with that firm. But I'm spreading my wings and want to work with other construction firms here in this community as well that I've built relationships with, and also developers and owners that I've built relationships with and will continue to build relationships with. Another thing that I did there was handle their community outreach work, and with my background for the prior years of living here, was able to bring Heber Brewer into, you know, the cracks of our communities from a grassroots perspective as well, although they've always been very community oriented. They're 150 years old, but what I've done with that company, that's a private company, and helping our community knowing who they are and what they do a little more from a grassroots perspective. Some of that work over the last 4 years, I think that it would be very valuable to other business leaders as well. And so that's something through my consulting firm that I hope to bring to the table and bring into spaces with other private companies, particularly as when it comes to construction, experience matters. For over 150 years, Heber Brewer Construction has been a leader in the industry. They are one of the most respected building firms in the region of Central New York, providing excellent service to clients and helping to transform their ideas into successful projects. Heber Brewer offers a wide range of services, including construction management, design build, general construction, and development. Whatever your construction needs may be, Heber Brewer has the expertise and experience to deliver the results you're looking for. Contact them today to learn how they can help you turn your ideas into reality. And so you'll be hearing from business leaders and nonprofit organizations that are doing a lot of good work here. Another thing you can expect is from our business leaders, mostly people who make our world go round. You know, the people who make CNY and Syracuse home for all of us. So that's really important. And when I did my discovery on what this podcast could be, that was something that people really stated that they would love. You know, whether it was me going into a retail store, shopping and buying clothes and talking to the cashier or the sales rep that was on the floor and sharing with them what I was doing and building this podcast, that was something that they was really, really excited about. Whether it was me talking to a business leader who is one of our elected officials and letting them know what I was going to do it, and, you know, they all were saying, wow, how great it was, and that they wouldn't mind coming onto my platform and opening up and being transparent, which is something that I asked for as well. Or if it was, you know, a student from one of our amazing colleges that we have here in this region, and they found that what I was doing was very interesting, and then they not only wanted to be a guest, but they felt that the topics that we would be discussing on this platform was going to be really important to them in their growth. Or if it was from a friend of mine that, you know, I love dearly and who has known me for a long time, and I've known them for a long time, and they are native of this community and very active and engaged civically in this community, and say, you know what, that's a great idea. And there's also ways that you can include community members. Rising CNY is going to be the number one spot for people to dig into for information about the development that's happening here, particularly. Also, because diversity and inclusion is my background, inclusivity is important. So my peers in podcasting, I intend to bring them to the table, or at least shout them out and let you know what podcasters are here locally in our region that you can tune into. As a region that is ever growing and evolving and becoming a leader of, you know, not just the country, but the world. The way I intend to run this episode is using an analogy of development. Development is my background. And then when I worked in construction for the last 4 years, looking at the process of what it takes to build a project to build a building. Wow. And so from the outside looking in, there's all these working parts, you know, and if you watch it from the outside, from the very beginning, you see the foundation, you see the digging, you see all these things. And then over time, you know, there's brick by brick and it's starting to evolve and develop. But it's really the work behind the scenes that I think that if people really saw and they knew that what went into building that building, oh my gosh, it's like an analogy of life. And so I'm taking that and I'm bringing that into this space. And that's what I want to do over the next, you know, several months is build a building in a community of trust, build a building in a community of mindset of human beings here in Central New York that loves this community, that are contributing to this community, that are here to seek the imminent opportunities that exist. However, they just don't know how to get to it. They just don't know how to get to those opportunities. They don't know where to go. They don't know how to navigate it. Or if they knew how, they don't know where to start. And so this is going to be a place where you can start. So whether it's me on an episode or if it's a guest on an episode, everyone that you will hear during the episodes on this particular podcast, they're approachable, they are accessible, or their teams are approachable and accessible. I am really thinking carefully about who I'm bringing to this table to have you listen to, but at the same time ensure that your voice as well will be heard through this platform. So with that said, I think I said enough to get you a little excited at least about what's to come down the pipeline. I should tell you some of our confirmed guests throughout the year that you'll be able to hear from. You can look forward to hearing from Jeff Nels and Jake Tanner, who sold Digital Hive. And Jeff Nels has started this amazing Central New York mastermind group called Profound. You can find Profound at profoundmastermind.com. Look them up and check it out. And so you'll be able to hear from the founders of that, which is Jeff Nels, Arel Moody, and Adam Weissman. That's something to look forward to. Ryan Benz, who is an amazing developer here in Central New York. Andy Brewer, who is my former employer and now partner through business and doing this work. He'll be also a guest, and that one is going to be something really exciting to listen to as well. And that's from HeberBrewerConstruction.com. Eli Smith from SGTR Construction is there. For the first time, get this, guys, this is how far back we're back, but we have approximately 15 African-American candidates running for office this year. Well, had put their name in to run for office this year, but you'll be hearing from 7 of them who are moving forward from locally here in Syracuse to the county. And that should be really exciting to talk about that, because it's actually a really, really big deal. And that's something we'll be able to dig into as well. You'll be able to hear from Evelyn Ingram, who is the community engagement director of Wegmans, and Melanie Littlejohn, who is the VP of community and consumer relations for National Grid, and all the philanthropy work that's there. Sheena Solomon from the Gifford Foundation and the Central New York Community Foundation, representatives Darrell Buckingham and Kiana Williams. I mean, so many amazing people. We'll be hearing from the Ryan McMahon Ryan McMahon Child Advocacy Group. Just a plethora of amazing people who are doing things here in Central New York, but it all ties together. So I'm looking forward to bringing them to the table. And again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. I hope to see you in our next episode. So you can expect to hear from some amazing guests coming down the pipeline. Please read the description to find out who they are. And until next time, we are on the rise. Let's clap it up for that. You know, the sun is going to shine. Everything is bright and light and love and light and all that good stuff, because you all are amazing human beings. And that's all I want you to see and know and understand. Till next time. Bye.